This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in a program in Jaipur today to mark the completion of 1 year of the current government of Rajasthan. He will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of 24 projects related to energy, road, railways and water worth over 46,300 crore rupees. He will also address a public meeting on the occasion. Chief Ministers of Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh and some union ministers will also be present in the function. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. The two bills have been listed in the business of the House. Recently, the government accepted the recommendations of the High-Level Committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election in the country. Once the legislation becomes an act, it will be implemented in two phases. In the first phase, Lok Sabha and Assembly elections will be held simultaneously, while local bodies elections like panchayats will be conducted within 100 days of general elections. Meanwhile, BJP has issued a three-line whip to all its Lok Sabha MPs to be present in the House today. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to Andhra Pradesh and Telangana from today. During her visit, the President will attend the convocation ceremony of AIIMS Mangalagiri and lay the foundation stone of various initiatives at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad. The President will also present the President's colours to the College of Defence Management, Secunderabad. The President will also host a home reception at Rashtrapati Nilayam for the dignitaries of the state, leading citizens and academicians. Food and Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said the government is providing urea to farmers at the lowest rates when the prices have globally increased. He said this during the launch of credit guarantee scheme for electronic negotiable warehouse receipts-based pledging financing in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Joshi said that this scheme is aimed at minimizing distress selling by farmers. Food and Consumer Affairs Ministry in a statement said this scheme provides a corpus of 1,000 crore rupees for post-harvest finance availed by farmers against electronic negotiable warehouse receipts after depositing commodities in warehouse development and regulatory authority accredited warehouses. The Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked the fourth phase of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in the Delhi NCR region following the sharp rise in air pollution with the Air Quality Index, AQI, exceeding the 400 mark. The Commission has taken the decision after reviewing the situation in its subcommittee meeting called on an emergency basis. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that the West is pushing Russia towards its red line, leaving Moscow with no option but to respond. He made the remarks during an expanded meeting of the Russian Defense Ministry's Collegium in Moscow yesterday. Mr. Putin said that the Western countries are using a false Russian threat to scare their populations. In his first public statement since the dramatic collapse of his regime, former Syrian President Bashar al-Assad revealed the chaotic circumstances of his departure from Syria, firmly rejecting claims that his exit was pre-arranged. Speaking from Moscow last night, Assad detailed the final hours of his family's half-century rule over Syria. In the French island territory of Mayotte, hundreds are feared dead as Cyclone Chido caused widespread devastation. The powerful Category 4 storm, with winds reaching 140 mile per hour, struck the region on Saturday, tearing through its poorest areas. In the third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy, India were 92 for 5 in their first innings against Australia when reports last came in from the Gabba in Brisbane. On day 4 this morning, the visitors started their innings at the overnight score of 51 for 4. The five-match series is currently tied at 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.